You're doomed.
Stop the sound effects. Let me finish my damn article.
From the Intro Memorial Spare Bedroom Studio, located somewhere others never want to be, it's Season 4 of the Josh and AC Podcast.
You gotta suck on them before you chew on them.
Follow the Dead End with Josh and AC on our socials at Josh and AC on Facebook, Josh and AC Podcast on Instagram and YouTube, or email us, joshandacpodcast@gmail.com.
Tastes like weed.
I'm done. I quit.
You can be a total fat ass.
Dog food tastes that good. I don't want to be right.
He took all 6 inches of that at once.
I love bananas.
Now, if you dare, here are your hosts, AC.
Everything was nice up until now when I have to record with you, you son of a bitch.
And Josh.
Lift your shirt up, baby.
Well, we were supposed to do this last week to celebrate.
Well, we were supposed to do something bigger than just say it, but.
You know, Amber says the same thing to me every time I pull my hands down. I should be doing something bigger.
Yeah.
But she still does it. Here we are, season 4.
If anybody could do the math.
Episode 45 of The Dead End with Josh and AC. I am Josh. AC's across the room. We totally shit the bed. Last week was big episode 200.
Believe it or not, folks, we made it to 200 fucking episodes, 201 episodes.
Everybody was thrilled about that show, I'm sure. Yeah. Anyway. See you next week.
Ranger Suarez just threw a complete game. Sorry, I'm eating my chip. I thought you were going to talk more.
I don't really have anything to say. I mean, welcome to the show. Currently, it's...
Give me a second. All right.
Temps drop. That can't be good.
Yeah, it's gonna rain. Welcome in, everybody. Season 4, episode 45. Episode number 201.
Ooh, my fucking ass hurts so much.
I don't want to know.
Nothing happened in between the shows, guys.
Season 4, episode 45 of The Dead End with Josh and AC. joshandac.podbean.com. You know how to find us. We go over that shit at the end of the show anyway. So, yeah, welcome in. Gonna let you down easy, folks. Not a lot happened over the last couple of weeks for Josh and I, so this
actually
show...
nothing literally happened from the last show.
Yeah,
so.
We'll still make it happen though. I'm currently eating my dinner. It was a bag of Doritos and a bag of chips.
I fed him a meat stick earlier.
Well, he's been eating my beef jerky, so
yeah. Mm-hmm. Talk about chewy. Ugh.
Right.
I would. Let's just go right into this. I'm going to go right into my shout outs because. Okay. You know, there are so many great people that listen to this show that don't get the credit. So many greats like Eric, Ryan, Zach, Melissa, Amber, Josh, and AC. But two people stick out in my mind besides Ashley, my wonderful sister-in-law. I have another listener named Ashley that I work with, and she's like, oh my God, thanks for the shout-out, and I felt like a total dick. Because I didn't want to tell her it wasn't for her. But right now, she's going to get her due. She's a keyboard warrior for the A of Triple. Listening to people curse at her all day long. She particularly likes listening to our show when she goes to the gym and gets her swell on. She said she
Isn't
looks...
Isn't it swell?
Whatever. Come
we,
on.
We wouldn't know.
I'm white. I'm swollen because I eat too much, but... I feel like Macho Man Randy Savage is going to be coming down now. Oh, wait, he snapped into a tree and died. But, she really likes listening to the show. If only she liked helping me out and gave me some good service calls, that would be helpful too. But that never seems to happen.
She doesn't know who the cheapskates are and who aren't.
That's true.
I don't know why we're playing Pomp and Circumstance right
now. I don't know, because it's a very prestigious time in our listenership. The fact that we have, what did you say, 84 listeners on that one show?
Yeah,
a couple 80, weeks
83
ago?
Or 86.
And then there's one other listener who, he's just in a class above everybody in the world. Any guesses on who this would be?
Frank.
Frank.
That's right. Frank. Oh, shit. My shit's freaking out already.
Frankie Birchpacker.
No, not that one.
Oh. Do we still have these people?
Jim. Jimmy.
I think so.
Yeah, well, Jim and Jimmy need to fucking get a little participative in this show.
I'll ask him.
Yeah. But anyway, Frank. This man manages to take time out of retirement every week to listen to our show. And then he'll give me the full feedback. And he subjects his poor, beautiful wife, Joan, to the same awful banter that he listens to. He likes to listen to us when he goes to Sam's Club. Sometimes when he mows his grass. And by mows his grass, I mean trims his bush. And by trims his bush, I mean lifts up the
Whacks
tree
the
and
weed.
Cuts the weeds, if you know what I mean.
Most right, people, can you stop with the pop and circumstance?
Most people use a weed eater. Frank uses brawn, but hey.
Can you stop with the
thank you to all of our wonderful listeners. What? Turn it up. Okay. Is that not the best song ever?
I do enjoy that because it reminds me of graduation. So
no, this reminds me of graduation.
Oh. Vitamin C?
What song has that bitch had other than graduation?
Oh. Love this song. You can play this song. This is a good way to fill in time.
But she was a babe. Let's see.
Was she?
She what she looked like it. She looked like she had a lot of vitamin D too in her, if you get what I mean. She can't still be a singer, right? This is supposed to be the instrumental version. I don't want to play the lyrics and get in trouble. Hang on. Tonight's show is brought to you by... We didn't plan this. Let's see. Oh, there she is.
As we go on, we remember...
Hang on, I'll put the...
All
one.
The times
I'll put
we...
The, I'll put the singing one on if you stop.
There's no way that this could be a copyright.
Yeah. They're probably begging us to play it.
Yeah.
Will you please
she
just
needs,
play
she needs
it
royalties, so we'll play it on podcast.
She got 14 cents off of this. Hang on. Oh, y'all right over there.
Oh, you can hear that?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Like you're blowing somebody.
No, it's just, oh, we can talk about it. I was at Hershey with the family.
Well, how does me saying it sounds like you're blowing somebody? Oh, yeah, I was at Hershey.
Got the Jolly Ranchers.
So she got kind of chubby, which is nice because before she looked terrible. So apparently she did music for Me, Myself, and Irene. Oh, no, Me, Myself, and I. That's one of her songs.
Get ready. We'll sing the chorus, Josh.
Wow, she has such a white name. Colleen Fitzpatrick.
Is she white?
Oh, yeah, she's very white. How old do you think this broad is?
Probably in her 60s.
55. So, wait, this song came out
in our
when?
World, man. This is popular.
She was 30 when this song came out.
You ready?
Not yet. She's...
It's coming.
Right now there's... God. This is such a good song, though. Here it is.
And this is how it's going. As we go on, we remember all the times we had together.
Oscar killed himself.
We will still
on the ass whammer.
Friends forever.
Dude, could you imagine that this would still
Kenny
be the thing?
Funky Butch Packer.
Let's name some of our fellow classmates.
Eric.
Frank.
Funky Butch Packer,
Amber,
Audie Asswhammer, Kenny Kirkcock.
Oh, wait. We're at the wrong part. Nobody cares about these lyrics.
All right.
She kind of looks like Avril Lavigne. Fuck the sun.
Just a message in from Jim, hot off the press.
He said, I don't. You guys suck.
No, hang on. I got to open the phone. He said, yes, I do. I just caught up. I'm not the biggest fan of the one-hour shows and the AI, but I get why you're doing it. I miss the amount of arguments you guys have. God, he sounds like Zach.
Fuck you. You're an asshole. Go kill yourself. I hate you.
Content.
Yeah, you suck. You suck.
Content is still great. Content. I meant to text you a couple weeks ago when you guys called everyone out to write in, but I got busy with sports and shit for the kids. Keep up the great shows. Are you recording tonight?
Wait a minute.
I'm out of town on a golf trip.
So in other words, I was plowing my wife and didn't have time to respond to you losers.
If you saw his wife, you would plow her too.
I saw his wife already.
Ready? Smile. It's actually a good podcast.
I want to see some of
her. Hopefully that saves because that's actually a pretty good video or a good photo.
I want to see some of her other music here.
I thought you were going to say I want to see some more of his wife.
Oh, no. I type vitamin C and it comes up oranges.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on. All right. So I want to talk about, I missed this in the last show. Josh reminded me because we were talking about the Jolly Ranchers and how that got me sparked up. So I had to pick up my season pass for her. She got to turn it down a little bit.
Oh, my God. She did this one?
So are you listening to me? All right. So I had to pick up my season pass. So on Saturday, I was able to convince my parents and my sister.
To go to Chocolatier.
We went to Chocolatier, man. I'm going to tell you, that's one of the, it is a very cool restaurant to go to. Dude, I had a Take 5 chicken sandwich.
Ugh.
Oh, no. My dad had a Take 5 burger, okay? The only thing my dad didn't like is it had, like, actual peanuts on it. Like, if I was the chef, I would have, like, pureed the peanuts a little bit and made peanut butter out of it. But my dad had a Take 5 burger. My sister and I had, maybe we had, like, a Reese's burger. Or a Reese's chicken sandwich. But, dude, we had smoked nachos and had chocolate sauce on top of it.
Ooh.
Dude, did you see the picture of the peanut butter cheesecake? Outstanding, dude. Peanut butter cheesecake.
Yeah, but let me tell you. Isn't it expensive as all hell?
So it's resort prices. So it's not like, so drink alcohol is expensive. Like, I had an old fashioned, but, dude, it was straight up alcohol. $16.95. Listen, my father paid the bill, okay? Somehow my sister and I just argued back and forth. My dad took the bill. He's a very nice gentleman. Thank you, father, for taking the bill.
Not what you were saying between the shows.
So I got the discount. Dude, I'll tell you, you can tell what the bill is. The 15% discount was like $17 or $18 for my dad.
Do you have to like make reservations for this place?
You do. So we wound up actually eating at 3:45 in the afternoon because they were full for the middle part of the evening. It's typically on a weekend. I was surprised I got reservations at all. So Jim's in Ocean City right now, he said. He has a house in Ocean City.
Jeez, what does he do that he has that much money?
I think he was just smart with his money.
Do you think he'd lend me money? Jim, will you give me money? I'll pay you back if you give me a loan.
No, Josh really wants you to just give him money.
Jim, look, I'll do this for you.
Party ass whammo. Yeah.
The Chocolatier was nice. Very good service. My mom, and so they have they call it a chocolate fondue thing, right? My mom saw regular cheesecake and it was part of that piece, that platter, but my mom just wanted a piece of cheesecake. She didn't want the peanut butter cheesecake. My sister and I shared the peanut butter cheesecake, but my mom didn't want that. She just wanted the regular cheesecake. The lady actually, our server actually got her a piece of regular cheesecake and only charged us $3 for the cheesecake.
Huh.
That was actually very nice of her to do that.
So but your total to $99.50.
What, the total bill? Yeah. No, it was like $200.
Holy Christ.
So the deal was my discount. So my dad, like typically when we do that style, the people that don't pay leave the tip on the table. So my sister and I did
that's
the tip.
All anybody gets with me.
Yeah. So I used, my dad was willing to accept my season pass discount off the dinner, which was almost $20 as part of the tip. And my sister then bought all of the stuff my parents got at Chocolate World for the discount, for the tip. So she was able to...
And then who bought the Pepto-Bismol?
Yeah. But then I'll tell you, I had the deal. If you bought a pretzel, you got a free lemonade. So I bought a pretzel to get my mom a lemonade at one of the stands in the chocolate area, in the little park that they have right in front of the actual park. The pretzel was phenomenal. I ate it the next day. It was delicious. It was like an Annie Ann's pretzel,
Holy
but big
Christ.
And puffy.
I'm looking at the prices here. Yeah.
Yeah. It's well, so a sandwich is like $20. It's not cheap. But Josh, the food is delicious. The food is good. It's very, it's definitely resort style food. And you're paying resort prices at the same time. But then we went to Chocolate World, and it's always nice to take my mom to Chocolate World because she can't climb the stairs. So we get a heavy, so you have to go one time and just say that somebody can't walk up the stairs. They literally take you underneath the ride and you just basically walk out under the stairs, like where the queuing line is. They literally take you underneath the queuing line. They put my mom in a wheelchair. They wheel her all the way up.
They skip the line?
So there, no, you don't. There, so the only way you would get in the line is if there's multiple people in the, they call them VIPs, if there's multiple people in the handicap entrance. So they had a kid that came, picked my mom up, put her in a wheelchair, wheeled her all the way up the ramp.
Wheeler what, she on. Waited there for yous?
No, we go with her. We skip the line with her. We get to go there. And it's so cool.
I feel like a lot of people do that at like Disney and shit.
Yeah, but this is but legitimately my mom would have a lot of trouble walking up like the 15 stairs.
No. Your mom's legit, but like there are people at Disney
that take advantage of
they'll
that.
They'll take a guy that like pisses his pants and wears a helmet and they'll be like, yeah, we're a group of 13 with Carl here.
Jim would like to know if the sheets are clean. In the spare bedroom.
I don't know. I don't fuck them.
Yeah.
I would say no, Jim. There's some kind of stain on them.
Yeah. I'm going to tell him he's going to have to listen to the episode to get the answer. So
let me see if they pass the sniff test.
I'll tell you, he's really clean. So his bed is probably rather clean. So,
you know, so one of Amber's friends, this is totally random here, but it just popped in my head thinking about things that are clean and not clean. She dated a guy and she had COVID. Okay. So she was like sequestered in the back part of their house, and she came out to go to the bathroom, and she caught her no longer boyfriend, but her then boyfriend, fucking the dog. And I was
like, legit fucking the dog?
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute, really? I said, he must have had a pencil dick. She goes, no, he didn't. Now,
what was the dog doing?
I guess he was like, no, I don't know. I guess the dog liked it. But like, do you finish in the dog, and then could you have like human people dogs?
I don't even want to think about that. It's disgusting.
I fucked a gerbil once.
Amber, where do you find these people? Because after that, you found Josh.
Well, no. This wasn't Amber's friend. This was one of her friends.
Oh, okay.
Boyfriends.
All right.
No.
Well, that's typical Schuylkill County.
Amber just tells people, yeah, I fuck a dog.
Right. So,
please,
the biggest reason,
help me,
I had to get my season pass back. And I'll tell you, I bought the Giants season pass, which is the bigger one this year.
They actually, why?
Because you get a free fast pass.
What is that?
It's where you can skip the line on one ride per visit, which I got because there's always one ride that I want to ride. And if I go on a busy day now, I can actually like ride that coaster or whatever without waiting in a long ass line for it. But also there's some other perks. There's a giant size like lounge so you can go and charge your phone, get in cool air. Anyway, but not only that, they gave us the swag bag this year. It's like a really nice, like it's like the like your gym short material.
Okay.
So it's much nicer because before they're the vinyl bag. So this year it's actually like a really nice bag. So that was kind of the perk this year. But anyway, I also go there because they sell the Jolly Ranchers gummies in a bunch of different flavors, and they're 4 for $20. They're the cheapest there than anywhere else. So I always try and pick them up. Josh, I bought $40 worth of Jolly Rancher gummies because I eat them and Trey eats them. So the last time I got him, he ate like all of my fucking gummies. So I had to get extras this time so he could have them. And literally, there was a bag open and I can't find it. So I'm assuming he took it and ate it. But literally, they're so good. Have you eaten these before? You don't like sour stuff.
Oh, they're sour?
I have regular ones out there, but they're really good, dude. Do you want to grab one of the regular bags? They're really good. But anyway, I'll keep talking. There was a really cool kid named Maverick. And my dad actually acknowledged him for helping my mom. He did a really good job. And I wrote to him, Josh, they're in the Hershey bag on the table. I wrote to Chocolate World and told him about him. Because I said, if my dad compliments him, he actually does a really good job. Because it's very hard to get my dad to compliment anybody about anything. So that was pretty cool. But it was just a very nice experience. The whole thing is that I want to just give a shout out. It was nice to have a family day. What's taking you so long? Oh, bring it in here and talk to me while you're trying to open them. You're gonna have to take you. It takes a little bit to rip the top off of it. I don't think I have scissors in here. They're in the drawer out there. But anyway, it was nice to just have a family day. My mom and I went to a consignment auction at the Kutztown Produce Auction in the morning. I got a couple cutting boards, really nice handmade cutting boards, which I probably didn't need, but I wanted. So I got them. And then we were looking for something to do, and it was nice for all of us to get together and go to dinner. It was a nice treat. I do appreciate my dad buying, and I drove their car, so he used the gas to get out there, too, for me to pick up my season pass.
Why does Kareen's husband never go anywhere?
Medical problems. So it's very, sometimes it's very difficult to get him to go out. So also one of my sister's dogs passed away and it was his dog. So it's pretty tough on him right now. So he's struggling through that piece of it. But I will tell you, it was nice to the family, and I was glad that my mom wanted to go on the chocolate ride, the Chocolate World ride, because it was nice to get the family. We got a nice family picture. But it was just a nice overall.
I've never had these, and these are fucking amazing.
Aren't they really good? Which ones did you get? Did you get Misfits or the regular?
No, original.
The original. Aren't they fucking amazing?
I've never even heard of them.
Yeah, so I don't know who sells them. I think they sell them in smaller bags in regular stores. But when I go there, dude, they're 4 for $20. So next time I'm there, I'll ask you if you want me to get them. Or you can have Amber go and get them.
Oh, yeah.
She can stop and get them for you. But they have a huge display of them, and it's, you know, like I said, 4 for $20. It's a great deal.
It's free to go in there, right?
Yeah, you don't have to pay to go in Chocolate World. She can ride the ride. But the best, can I tell you one of the coolest things about going in the handicap entrance? Not just getting to cut the line, you get two mini chocolate bars instead of one on that line. They give you two. It's nice. It's a nice little add-on bonus. And I got it home, and Trey's like, can I have this? I was like, yes. So, but anyway, so that was Chocolate World. That was a nice little trip. Well, that killed some time. We're already at 22 minutes. Anyway, so just we talked on the last show. We wanted to update you on the Ohtani situation. So it looks like they did.
So I'm taking this bag home this year.
Are you fucking serious? No, you're not. You can have some of it.
I'll buy it from you.
I'm already missing one fucking bag.
I got
$5
to give you one.
Jesus Christ. Maybe I'll let you buy it from me. I love you, but not to give up my fucking Jolly Ranchers, dude.
Here's $5.
Leave it on the table and get out.
Sadly, I've done it before.
Got to write that one down. Aren't they fucking amazing? They have Misfits in there right now, too, which are two flavors combined. There's like three different varieties.
These are good.
Yeah. Dude, it's like, I love Jolly Ranchers, but they hurt your teeth. These are fucking, and the sour, like, I love sour stuff. These are fucking great.
So if I cover my wiener in sugar, or if I covered it in, like, sour sauce, which would you prefer?
Sour sauce.
So I'll do that then.
All right. We said on the last show that we would talk about this. So how do you say his name? Ape? IP?
IP?
Mizuhara.
Oh, yeah. Good
the
right.
Interpreter for Shohei Ohtani. They did. Looks like they did prosecute him. It's a 36-page criminal complaint that he arranged wire transfers from Ohtani's bank account without his knowledge.
Bullshit.
That's what I said. To feed his worsening gambling debt, which accumulated $40 million in losses across thousands of bets. Who is the fucking bookie that let this guy have $40 million in debt? That's why I don't believe it's his interpreter. That's why I believe it's Ohtani. Because who would let you have $40 million? First of all, how are you gambling $40 million in losses? I'd give up. So, the dialogue from a gangster film in place, it says the complaint details how he allegedly collected some $142 million in winnings, but lost about $183 million in winnings.
Okay, but wait a minute. He only has a net worth of $50 million. How is this possible?
Ohtani?
Yeah.
Well, that's his net worth. That doesn't mean he doesn't have money. It says our investigation has revealed that due to the position of trust he occupied with Mr. Ohtani.
Oh, bullshit.
He had unique access to his finances.
Bullshit.
He used and abused that position of trust in order to plunder Ohtani's bank account to feed his insatiable appetite for illegal sports betting.
So they're saying, wait, they're saying the interpreter was betting?
Yeah. Listen, Major League Baseball opened an investigation. Your shining star in baseball that just signed a $700 million contract with the probably the wealthiest team in baseball right now is not going to admit that he fucked up. Ohtani got a slap on the wrist, probably paid this guy off to just take the hit for him. And that's it. I think Ohtani actually was the one that had the gambling debts because they never bet on baseball. I say Ohtani gets in trouble, Pete Rose gets to be in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
I mean, hey, God bless America. We have
this guy isn't even American.
Yeah, but we soon have a president with multiple, you know, crimes that he committed. He'll be elected, and then this guy playing American baseball, making millions upon millions of dollars. And then OJ gets to heaven after he cuts his wife's head off.
Yeah, what a year. The eclipse, I mean apocalypse. All right. So, other thing we want to talk about real quick. So, earlier this week, we're recording on the 16th right now. But Billy Joel, CBS has been hyping this up. They did his 100th Billy Joel. They at least recognized that he actually had but he did 100 consecutive shows at Madison Square Garden. They televised it. 2 minutes, he was on the last verse of Piano Man, and it just cut out and went to CBS News.
Really?
Yeah. And everybody just blew up the fucking internet over this. So they feel like it was like a scam to get people to like do it. But it cut out, and I couldn't find a clip of it yet. It's too recent for clips. I don't know if you can find a clip of it, but it literally just cut to the news right away.
CBS to re-air Billy Joel concert special after final minutes were cut off.
After all of the blow-up from that mess-up, all the people... So CBS promises that they're going to re-air. So luckily they recorded it, but they're going to re-air the whole concert. So that way, you know...
There's money in that for Billy Joel. That's
100%. I think there was some kind of fuck-up so CBS could get the attention. And they steal the market again, and, you know, and just do that. So... and nobody has the clip. I wish I could see the clip of like where it gets cut off. So it's CBS. CBS statement says a network programming timing error ended last night's Billy Joel special approximately 2 minutes early in the Eastern and Central time zones. We apologize to Mr. Joel, his fans, and the affiliated stations in our audience whose viewing experience was interrupted during the last song due to the overwhelmingly demand from his legion of fans. Billy Joel, the 100th. Dash live at Madison Square Garden will be rebroadcast in its entirety on CBS on April 19th at 9 p.m. So the point this show comes out, it'll already be re-aired.
You missed it again, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, well, I'm sure it'll be on like, you know, whatever CBS's streaming service is, they'll probably have it on there. So I just wanted to point that out. So just in, you know, and then the last thing we want to talk about real quick is Jelly Roll versus Jelly Roll. And we're not talking about my stomach versus Josh's stomach. We're actually talking about, so Jelly Roll, the country singer, who actually is very good. I do like, what is it, Only Talk to God, right? You know that song. You have to.
Big fat piece of shit.
Yeah, he only talks to God when he needs a favor, right? Yeah.
I think Eric's probably a Jelly Roll.
He's not. And let me tell you this. I like his quote because I feel like it's a good quote for people that struggle through stuff. He said, the rearview mirror... The windshield is bigger than the rear view mirror for a reason. I don't know if that's somebody else's quote.
But if
quote
you're in a smart car, they're probably about the same size.
Stop. But think about that. Sometimes you get some quotes that are very important, and I started using his quote because it's important for everybody to understand. People have a bad past, but the windshield is bigger than the rear view mirror for a reason because you want to look forward, not backwards. You know, don't look at your
past. No, it's not true.
So, but anyway, so Jelly Roll, who is spelled Jelly Roll is two words. There is actually a band, and Josh and I found out, I thought it was from New Jersey, but they're from Pennsylvania. They're like a wedding band. They're singing Jungle Boogie in this clip that Josh is playing. They're Jelly Roll, one word, and it's actually, they trademarked, I think in the 90s, they trademarked their name. So, Jelly Roll, the country singer, was actually given a cease and desist order for his name.
Come on.
So I can't imagine like what's going to transpire of this because he's been known for that.
They have quite a... And now they do all cover stuff here, but...
Right, but they trademarked it, so I don't know that he could... I think he just can't... Like, he's got to figure out... But it's two different... So here's the thing. Jelly Roll is two words.
So in other words, if they, you know, get a hefty $50 million check from Jelly Roll,
I think that there will be a settlement, but he won't have to do the cease and desist because he does spell his differently. He has that space in there, and I don't think you can, if it, it has to be exactly the same for that trademark infringement.
They're out of Chadsford.
Oh, so they're, Josh, that's,
we should call 20 them.
Minutes
they'll
away.
Come do the show.
Listen, Josh and I were listening to some of their music. It actually, they're a pretty good cover band. I think if I hired them for a wedding, they'd actually be pretty good. Well, not in that song. They're not good at good new songs.
Their lead singer looks like Martin Luther King before the bullet.
Up and dance with me. Yeah, they're not good at new songs. They got to stick to the oldies.
Well, that's a white guy singing.
Okay. All right. So more to come on this. We'll try and follow this story a little bit and see if we can.
They even have a violin player.
They, like I said, if I, they got to be expensive to book because they're actually pretty good.
Let's book them for our season 5 opener.
We should.
I'll try to get in touch with these guys, see if they'll come on the show.
Oh, there you go. Some Michael Jackson, some MJ.
They are pretty good. I feel like you would see them playing at, like, Hollywood Casino.
Yeah, yeah. It does sound like a cover band like that. Well, even just, like, on a cruise ship or, you know, different, like, venues that do cover bands. But
I don't think they're putting all these black people on a ship. Remember the last time all the black people were on a ship?
Stop. Well, actually, it was just the anniversary of the Titanic sinking, so.
Well, yeah, but they
my
didn't.
Dad reminded me that my anniversary for me being an Eagle Scout, it falls on the same day as the Titanic fucking sank that morning. So that should tell you all about that. All right, so cut that. We got to keep it moving here. Although we have plenty of time. We got to use up most of that time for the AI because we'll have extra time left this month. Hello, diggity.
Oh, diggity. Anyway, now what are we doing?
All right, so you have written down Amazon. I wrote down Amazon. Something for you.
So... When actually, the girl that had someone fucking a dog. Whatchamacallit? Hang on a sec. Amber lost her PlayStation controller.
Do I need to pause?
No. She found it. All's good in the world. So, the dog fucky, or whatever you want to call her. Her name's Brandy, so we'll just call her by her name. She was saying, hey, you know, something like her daughter's father, who's a real dirtbag, was going to help his brother set up a house that he bought on Amazon. And I said, what? They sell fucking collapsible houses on Amazon.
Yeah, you didn't know that? They sell all kinds of, like, houses like that, like small houses and tiny houses.
Yeah, I never heard of this ever.
Amazon sells everything, man.
I actually bought an Oriental woman to give me back rubs after I cut the grass.
Yeah, back rubs, eh?
Well, you can give me the front rubs, but...
Mm-hmm. Josh house. Wants one of those special massages.
I got a shark sweeper. So, like, a 3-bedroom, 30-by-40 collapsible house. Or foldable house. And it's $27,000. Like, now, is it... Oh, it's not eligible. Is it? Yeah, you can get it on 2-day Prime.
Really? A collapsible house?
We could buy one for the studio. So it says, spacious living. Enjoy ample rooms with 3 bedrooms and a generous layout, providing comfort for the whole family. Portable convenience with its folding design. This 40-foot expandable house offers flexibility and mobility for a modern living, versatile environment. Ideal for various settings, including a temporary house, vacation home, or additional living space. Set up your new home quickly and easily, allowing you to settle in and start living without delay. Durable construction, crafted with quality materials for long-lasting durability, ensuring a secure and stable living environment. You can customize them. They're weatherproof. That's right. They are designed to withstand various weather conditions, including heavy rain, snow, and wind. The roof is made of waterproof material. The windows are sealed to prevent water and dust from entering the home. And they're energy efficient. I almost want to buy one of these. But now, like...
Because you have the money for that, Josh.
I don't have the money for... I don't have $27. But now, I want to know how they ship this, because the item weight is 3,000 pounds.
It's probably dropped off by a truck, obviously.
You drop it out of the sky, maybe. But then they have, like... They have a smaller one. You get a 20 by 20 prefab home. Now this one says, expandable plastic prefab house for hotel, booth, or office. 20 by 20 is $9,000. Oh, this one even comes with its own restroom. That's cool. I mean, I'm mildly intrigued by this. So, and this one, you get a deal. Holy Christ, that's heavy. How much do you think this thing weighs? 8,000 pounds.
Jesus, that's a big...
They got to bring a fucking Mack truck to deliver your house. I don't know. Are you still texting from work?
I'm all done.
Let's see. I don't know. So this is one of the weird things that I thought was on here. But, like, some of them are pretty cool looking. Now you can buy, like, a build-your-own storage shed. I don't know.
You're not ambitious enough for this stuff, Josh. Stop.
No, I would just... Like, here we go.
Again, you are not ambitious enough for this stuff.
An expandable moving container.
So pretty much, Amber, you would have to build this if Josh got it.
What are you talking about? I fucking bust my ass, motherfucker.
Bust in her ass, but...
You could buy a 20 by 10 by 7 foot greenhouse. That's something Eric would buy. I can see him buying a greenhouse.
There you go. Eric could help you.
Eric wouldn't help me. He's too busy. They do this thing every year called the Super Bowl. He invited me to it, but I couldn't make it because I worked. But basically,
Eric,
they have like his garage filled with just soup in crock pots. And it's like a big shindig and people, you know, hang out with the goats. And okay, so some other weird items you can buy on Amazon that I found. A squirrel finger puppet that would go great for feeding pet squirrels, it says.
You think?
Emotional support French fries.
What?
That's right.
Aren't French fries really just emotional support?
It says these friendly, cuddleable fries would be a great gift for your mom, dad, sibling.
So are they
bestie.
Actual French fries, or are they
they're
stuffed animals?
Stuffed
French fries.
Yeah, but
oh, those aren't any fun.
No. So that they have both of these nuts, funny banana nut bread and hazelnut vanilla scented candles.
Both of these. Both of these. Both
That's
of
how
these
it's spelled. BOFA. Bofa, like a black person saying it. Both of these nuts. these I would buy. Rectal use only stickers. I would put them on like random things around work. That would be so fucking great. Then they have a $400 baby grand piano Lego kit. If that doesn't tickle your fancy, what about a possum pillow? They also have a bullshit button.
I want that, a bullshit button. What do? You hit it, it says, instead of saying easy, it says bullshit?
Yep.
That's great.
Pickle-scented Band-Aids.
Ew. That's gross.
A 40-piece mini plastic baby shower kit. What the hell else do we got here? Campbell's Chunky Soup Ghost Pepper. Oh. Slingshot poo. They're fake turds you shoot out of a slingshot. Hey, let's see. Oh, we should get this for the show. Pickle flavored cotton candy.
Go for it, Josh. What are you looking at?
Somebody sent me something.
Oh, uh-huh. It's okay for you to do it in the middle of your segment.
Carolina Reaper Pepper Almonds. Oh.
Sounds great. Those we need to get.
How about a fuck rug? It's literally a rug that says fuck.
Oh, I literally thought it was like, but you could fuck on any rug.
Well, you could do that, but... I don't know what that is.
When you do your year, you're only going to be able to pick one.
Oh, why? We have plenty of time.
You don't.
How about a stretchy latex gorilla?
What do you need that for?
A giant baguette? Pillow?
I know what you need that for. Fold that sucker in half, Josh.
Cool. Oh. Bacon scented and shaped bandages.
I think I've seen that before.
That's pretty gross.
Got something stuck in my throat.
This would be awesome. It's a decal for your car called Danny DeCheeto. And it's a Cheeto with Danny DeVito's head on the end of it.
Who comes up with this shit?
Middle finger puppets? A beef ramen throw pillow? A pair of novelty lobster claws? I'll pick one or two more things here. A grow a girlfriend. So it's a little capsule you throw in water and it turns into a girlfriend.
Interesting.
Fake poop to put on your toilet seat. And here we go. The Witty Yeti Hilarious Child Chucker. Something to prank your friends.
Child with. Chucker, huh?
It looks like a like one of those bouncing chairs, but you put the kid in and it shoots him. All right, and we'll go to the year 1963 for some popular pricing. Whatever this is. How much do you think a bottle of Coke? Oh, Jesus Christ, bless you.
Thank you.
A bottle of Coke in 63.
Probably like 25 or 30 cents. Like what size? What size?
It says 0.33 liter.
So that's a...
Probably like 16-ounce bottle.
Yeah. So I would say probably like 30 or 40 cents.
5 cents.
Oh, yeah. I would assume it's a glass bottle back then.
Yeah, it looks like it. Nowadays...
My dad would be able to answer this. This is the year he was born.
Nowadays...
You said 63, right?
Yeah. Nowadays, they're 234.
Yeah, so that would be a 20-ounce bottle.
A Big Mac.
Probably a dollar or less.
28 cents.
Jesus Christ.
Now the sandwich, $5.35. A washer and dryer combo.
Oh, probably $500.
$300.
Yeah.
Nowadays, $1,300. A refrigerator back in the day.
$1,000.
$500. Now they're saying $1,500. The average cost of a new car.
Back then, $4,000.
$32. Now they're saying $50.
And they were in 63. Well, I guess it wouldn't be such a luxury back then.
Gas in 1963.
20 cents a gallon.
32 cents a gallon. Yeah.
Listen, I still remember when Sheetz and Leesport.
It was 99 cents.
It was 99 cents. My dad had a fucking conniption when it hit triple digits.
The average cost of a new home in 63.
I have no idea.
20 grand. Now they're saying 436,000. I don't know where the fuck they're living. Yeah. But.
Well, they're not looking at Schuylkill County because the average cost in the home was still that of what you pay. What do you think the average house is up there? 25,000?
No. They went up a lot. Actually, I paid $85 for my place, and it's now, if I would resell it, the starting price they're saying is $190,000.
Yeah.
So, if I could sell it and buy another place, I would. But average income in 1963? This is kind of shocking. I didn't.
Average income?
Yeah.
Probably 20 grand.
4,500.
What? Well, that's because everything cost a quarter.
Now, they're saying 62.
Is I don't know where average?
Yeah.
For a single person or a household?
No, it's average income per person per year.
Well, if you think about how high-end, you know, well, if we averaged yours and my salary together, what would it come out to be? If we took the
350,000?
No, Josh.
You make what? 295,
no,
right?
No. I don't even think a store manager makes that much money.
Anyway, bread. A loaf of bread.
Oh, probably 50 cents.
22. A gallon of milk.
40 cents.
$1.04.
Oh, milk has always been expensive. Damn.
A bedroom window air conditioner.
Oh, $100.
$150. I don't think that's much different than now.
Yeah, because it would be a luxury back then.
An upright vacuum cleaner.
Probably $100.
$89.
Yep.
1 year tuition at college.
Probably $5,000.
$240.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I would have traded that. By the way, my student loans are paid off.
No, mine aren't.
Well, not my federal.
Why? Because of Biden? Did he cancel yours?
My federal? I don't qualify for forgiveness. No, my father made the last payment for me.
Oh. So that's good. $477,000 and you paid it off in like 10 years.
Yeah.
That's not bad. TV, the average cost of a TV.
It depends on the TV.
$180. A stamp.
Oh, back then, probably like a penny.
4 cents.
Yeah. That's before airplanes were invented.
The average contract for a baseball player.
Probably like $250, $300.
$100,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that makes sense because they're million-dollar
players.
They're
not playing in Guatemala. A Hershey bar.
Probably like a quarter.
5 cents. The minimum wage.
Back then, probably a couple cents.
$1.25. Dozen eggs.
Dollar.
55 cents. A movie ticket. This is sickening.
A nickel.
85 cents.
Wow.
A pack of Marlboro cigarettes.
Dollar.
35 cents.
Yeah, they're like $9 now at
least. That's actually exactly what it is, $9. A concert ticket.
Probably like $10.
$5.50. A box of Cheerios.
I'm going to go with my dollar.
26 cents. And rounding
it
out.
Now you can't even get a box for 26 cents.
You can't even get those little breakfast boxes for 26 cents. And rounding it out, two black kids. Oh, wait. Toothpaste. They're brushing their teeth. Never mind. Toothpaste. Crest toothpaste.
Like how big of a tube?
Like a normal, I don't know, like a family-sized tube.
Nickel.
50.
Apparently toothpaste back then was a luxury.
All
right, do you want to quickly go over 1992? You got like 2 minutes or so.
Yeah, no, I can because I can do it real quick. Hang on. So this is
you
off,
got some time. Remember, we got a little extra.
This is off of stacker.com. Would you like 1992, a dozen of eggs?
In 92?
Yeah.
Probably about $2.
86 cents.
Still?
A loaf of white bread.
Probably 75 cents.
Yes. Exactly right. Sliced bacon, 1 pound.
$1.50.
$1.92. I know you had issue with this one before, but round steak...
Round steak.
Yeah, I round.
Like per pound?
Oh, yeah. Pound.
99 cents.
$3.38.
Why did you say I had trouble with...
Because you bitched me out last time. Round meat is not a steak.
Yeah. Okay.
Potatoes. A pound of potatoes.
Probably only like 30 cents.
Wow, you're good.
Well, I know what potatoes cost now. They're still not that expensive.
And we'll round this short list out with a half gallon of milk.
$1.50.
$1.39. I wish shit would be like that now. We're going into a recession.
Well,
it's gonna happen.
During the pandemic, we were able to raise these prices, and they never came back down. They just kept going up. So, but everything gets more expensive. So, do you notice Berks County gas is $3.75, but it's only like $3.50 around here. It's like $3.60 here. Why is it so fucking expensive in Berks County? It's $3.75.
It's like $3.79 out my way.
I know, but here it's only still $3.50.
Mm.
I don't know. I paid You're going to hate this. Costco gas is $3.29.
Really?
Huh. Yeah, one of these times when you come down here, you got to let me fill up your... You got to let me... I'm not going to pay for your gas, but I'll take you
fill
to Costco.
Me up,
I'll
huh?
fill you up for sure.
Let me ask you a question. You ever suck dick to get gas?
No. No.
I have. I'm not proud of that either.
So you have sucked a dick?
Just for gas.
Okay. That's disgusting, Josh. You know, that's prostitution.
Indian wiener tastes funny.
Oh, God, stop.
But his name was...
Yeah, that's how you said it.
And yeah, that's what I did when he put his member on my face.
Member.
I choked. All right. Trivia.
Hang on. No.
Oh,
no.
Famous thing
April
on this day.
April 25th, 2024, if it'll ever load.
Thank
okay.
you,
it is National Drug Take Back Day, Josh.
Why would you take them back? You could sell them.
But it is also National Hug a Plumber Day.
Wait.
It says National Hug a Plumber Day.
Pretty sure if you hug a plumber, they'll hit you with a fucking crescent wrench.
Depends on how nice they look.
No, it is not true.
It is National Telephone Day.
No.
Let's see. It's Hairstylist Appreciation Day.
I hope this is not true.
Let's see. It's License Plate Day.
I don't care.
National Love Your Thighs Day.
Forget it.
National Zucchini Bread Day.
Are you out of your mind?
It is the Feast of St. Mark, and finally, it is World Penguin Day.
I saw him smoking a joint.
Yeah. It is, Josh, April 25th is Al Pacino's birthday, so happy birthday, Al Pacino.
I don't care.
I like cappuccino. I don't know about Al Pacino.
Hey, we're going to talk about decaf coffee in my stories. But anyway, my trivia question for this week. So in 1919 in Boston, Massachusetts, a storage tank full of this rich, viscous, sugary syrup exploded and flooded the streets of the north end of the city. Should be very easy.
Molasses. Corn syrup. Heroin. How many...
I didn't know heroin was viscous.
It is. If you mix it with water.
Okay.
Not a lot, just a little bit. Okay. Get like a slurry.
Yeah.
How many teeth does an aardvark have?
I don't know what an aardvark looks like.
An anteater.
Can I look up what it looks like? Oh, an anteater.
Like an aardvark. Like, yeah.
Don't they have little too big, don't they fucking... have like two big teeth?
You better look it up.
I have no idea what an aardvark looks like. Somebody else is going to have to answer this.
I think
this,
you're describing like a woolly mammoth at this point. Right. Anyway, we'll go into it now. Bear with me. It's a 3-minute clip.
Oh, my God.
You'll be fine. Hey, I bring the content to the show. Here we go. This is...
Says the person that had fucking nothing, and I actually came up with shit to talk
Richard
about.
Richard and Sal calling a guy.
Oh, these
trying
are the
to
two
buy...
half naked guys I saw on the stream when I came in.
I'm actually meeting them on my birthday this year. But anyway, they make a phone call to a deer farmer who's selling doe urine.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, not bad.
Hey, I saw your sign. You still got the doe in heat, the deer piss?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good deal, good deal. How much you got?
I got lots of it.
Where exactly did you get that from?
Yeah, I have 12 deer out there in the backyard.
Now, like, how much would I be able to buy a lot, like maybe a gallon of piss, or?
It's more expensive.
Yeah, how much for a gallon?
A gallon's like $400.
Oh, really? Well, it'd be worth it. I like it, so.
Yeah.
Now, how's it smell?
Excellent. I bring my does into heat early, and actually, I got to do one today.
Oh, what do you do to them?
We give them a shot of hormones.
I don't really hunt or anything, but I just like it.
Yeah.
Would you mind, like, could I drink the urine in front of you, or?
I don't care. You never heard anybody doing that.
Oh, you haven't? Would I be able to maybe just have the deer go on me directly, or do I just got to buy the in the jar?
If that's what you like.
Do you have any videos of them peeing or anything that I could buy maybe, too?
No, but you could shoot your own if you wanted to bring a camera.
How much, if I laid down, would it be for the deer to pee in my face?
You want a deer to what? Pee on your face?
Yeah. Would you let it do pee in your face?
Would you
no,
let a deer pee in
so.
Your face?
Oh, would you pee in my face while the deer
no,
does?
No,
I wouldn't
like
even
that,
let you
no.
pee on my
oh,
face.
Oh, you never tried that?
No.
Okay. Would you sell me your urine if you peed in a bucket or something? Or?
I ain't never heard of that kind of stuff, man.
If you wanted to pee in a cup and throw up my face, that'd be fine.
I don't think
so. Oh, you wouldn't do that?
No.
Huh. Well, would you let me put the deer in heat, too?
Well, about all that.
I couldn't, like, rub it, turn it on and stuff?
If you want to do that.
Oh, is that be an extra charge?
There you go. I'll let you mount one of the deer if you want.
Oh, how much would that be?
$50.
Oh, that's a good deal. Now, do you have any boy deers?
Yeah, you don't want to mess with them. They'll kill you.
Would you let me touch the boy deers and, like, their penis and stuff?
I don't think you could do that.
How come?
They ain't going to let you.
Well, if you put them in a cage, they would.
I don't know about all that.
If I gave you $700, would you hold the boy deer while I jerk it off?
I don't think so.
Not for $700?
No.
Huh.
I'm telling you,
kudos to this guy for putting up with
it. Really?
Yeah, they don't play around.
They don't like that?
No. When a buck comes into heat.
Yeah.
Then they smell them does with that hot pussy.
Uh-huh.
They'll fuck you up, man. They don't like it.
If I put the doe urine on me, like on my back, would the male deer mount me?
I don't know about all that. I wouldn't want to be in that kind of liability because they got horns on them.
If I signed a waiver, like...
If you signed a waiver, yeah, I'd be all right with that. But like I said, these deer are pretty aggressive.
Well, what about deer semen? Do you have any of that?
No, I don't extract it.
Oh, could I extract it if I came down?
Yeah, come on down.
Okay.
I'll see you be here.
Well, I could be there within the hour or so.
All right, we'll see you.
Holy cow. That's the best.
Ah, they're great. Anyway, why would I pick a story about, or an into clip about deer pee, you ask? Well, maybe because, where's my first story? That's not the right one. An airplane passenger was fined for urinating in a cup during deplaning. That's right, a passenger has been fined by the Sydney airport for urinating in a cup during
I thought this was in America.
No.
Boring, though.
No. During a delay in deplaning. The incident took place...
Listen, he had to pee.
The incident took place after a three-hour Air New Zealand flight from Auckland that occurred in December. The court fined a 53-year-old man $395 for the offensive behavior. The incident only came to public attention on Friday when New Zealand news websites reported that the passenger... in the same row, identified as Holly, reported the behavior to crew members. She said that her 15-year-old daughter was sitting in the aisle and the middle seat was where the man was sitting when he was urinating in the cup. Holly said the plane had been on the tarmac for 20 minutes waiting for a terminal gate to be allocated when she heard the unmistakable sound of someone urinating in a cup. She said the man was obviously quite drunk and spilled the urine on a flight attendant as he was being taken off the plane. But the mishap with the flight attendant wasn't the crime. The Australian Federal Police said in a statement that officers removed him from the plane because he had urinated in a cup while in his seat. Air New Zealand said it does not have a comment on the individual incident. It said it bans between 5 and 10 customers each month for disruptive behavior, including intoxication. I don't know if urinating in a cup is also on that list. And from there, we head over to another shocking story where the body of a vampire, 22, was found bloodless in an abandoned Italian church after possible ghost hunting TikTok challenge goes wrong. The body of a French woman who was seen dressed like a vampire was found drained of her blood with a stab wound and a gunshot inside of an abandoned church in Italy, as police speculate she may have been taking part in a ghost hunting challenge on TikTok. The body of the woman, 22, who was a resident of St. Priest near Lyon, was discovered by a hiker in the fetal position with a sweatshirt covered in blood and various wounds on her body. Days after her boyfriend allegedly killed her inside a deserted church in the valley, the woman had a domestic violence case opened in France against the 21-year-old Egyptian-Italian who lived in Grenoble, France. That's also where Andre the Giant lived. Police believe her death could be connected to the popular ghost hunting TikTok challenge that is going on in France right now. The case is a classic femicide. News outlets reported during a press conference. A murder investigation is currently underway. It is a classic femicide motivated by motives of possessiveness and control over the victim's will. The person arrested in Lyon is seriously suspected to have committed the crime of premeditated murder and other aggravated circumstances. A witness saw the pair dressed like vampires and described the woman as emaciated and looking like a corpse before her death. They were both dressed like two goths, all in dark, like those boys who venerate death. I thought two vampires, an unidentified Italian witness said. And I thought something else for which I now feel ashamed of. She was so pale, she would look like a corpse. I could no longer sleep knowing what happened to her. Police are working to determine if the woman's death was a consented murder or a sacrifice. She was found bloodless and suffered a stab wound and three bullet wounds. Investigators believe she may have been stabbed with a camping knife and bled to death, and then was shot twice in the neck and once in the abdomen after she died. Guess that's, you know, just to make sure she doesn't get up. Her body was found in the church near a bag of pink marshmallows from a grocery store. Her blood was
pink
also...
marshmallows, huh?
Her blood was also scraped off the floor to be removed from the crime scene. There were no signs of a struggle. Days after her corpse was discovered, her boyfriend was arrested. The pair was believed to be traveling through Europe and had asked a resident of a nearby town where, if there were any abandoned villages or churches that they could camp in. The abandoned church was found, that she was found, it was not part of a tourist attraction and was little known even by residents, an Italian newspaper said. So if you're going to kill somebody, do it in an abandoned church. Over to you.
All right. So Crocs is on an absolute roll, Josh, with its food-focused partnerships. Give me 1 second. And its latest collab announcement will surely make chip fans happy. So on Thursday, the shoe company announced on an all... You got to look up a picture of this, too. I might have to sneeze. And an all-new set of kicks with Pringles, Josh. And no, it's not slapping mustaches on everything, but rather it's making footwear that's actually useful to everyone who can go a single step, who can't go a single step without their chips. In total, the two companies have come together to create 3 limited edition Pringle-inspired designs along with a suit of Pringles-themed gibbets, charms, to help you fully deck out your look. The new drop includes the Pringles versus Croc Classic Crush Boot, made with the classic Pringles red and stacked crisp heel, and boots also sport a first-of-its-kind custom holster to store a grab-and-go Pringles can, so fashionistas and snacks and snackers alike can carry their favorite Pringles chip. There is also Pringles Classic Clogs.
No.
Which come with a mustache strap. These shoes will be available in 4 mix and match colors, each meant to symbolize a fan favorite Pringle flavor. And finally, there's the Pringles versus Crocs Classic Slides, which come into a retro black and white Mr. P design. The partnership seamlessly combines the flavor-packed world of Pringles with the iconic comfort DNA of Crocs, says the Vice President of Global Brand Partnerships. We're thrilled to partner with the team at Pringles to come up with a new innovative way to ignite our communities and fans. However, the shoes aren't the only notable part of the announcement. The duo also shared that the first U.S. boot purchasers will receive their first ever Crocs-inspired Pringles flavor, Pringles Croc Tail Party, which they can add to their bootstrap.
Pringles' first footwear collaboration delivers on what both of the brands do best, bringing ingenuity and fashion and flavor, says their marketing lead for Pringles. We brought the flavor of this vibrant partnership to life, literally, with Pringles Crocktail Party, and with a collection that allows fans to express their taste in snacks and fashion. Fans can purchase the limited edition Pringles Crocs collection at crocs.shoes/PringlesCrocs starting Tuesday, April 16th at 12 p.m. They start at only $20, while the shoes will be available globally. The chips will only be available in the U.S. while supplies last. And on to skipping out on caffeine. Your coffee may be served with a side of chemicals, Josh. So decaf coffee beans are standard coffee beans with the caffeine stimulant removed.
That's what they tell you.
And the way the chemical is removed can be controversial.
They shit it out of a bird's ass.
The chemicals used in the process have been linked to several health risks, which can be worrisome for the 26 million Americans who drink decaf coffee each day. Josh apparently needs caffeinated coffee. Recent discussions of banning methylene chloride, a likely carcinogen, is often used in the decaffeination process, have confused and concerned decaf drinkers. The National Coffee Association, a trade association for the coffee industry dating back to 1911, isn't here for any proposed bans. The ProJo group released a statement pushing coffee consumption of any type, including decaf, thanks to its longevity benefits and healthy associations. So the European method of decaffeination, also called the indirect solvent process, is a common way to remove caffeine from coffee beans before roasting, used widely, just not just in Europe. It's the decaffeination method that has environmental and health activists concerned. This process starts by boiling coffee beans and then soaking the softened beans in chemicals such as methylene chloride and ethyl acetate.
Isn't that the lady from My Love Lucy?
Also used in nail polish remover. These compounds bind the caffeine.
You know
the
you're
beans,
lying.
Bind the caffeine to the beans, extract it, and then the beans are rinsed to remove chemical residue, dried and roasted. So currently, FDA allows a small amount of methylene chloride to remain on the beans for consumers, which is only 10 parts per million. But the tiny number is currently up to debate. It's termed healthy and safety. It's terms of health and safety. So methylene chloride, also called dichloromethane.
What?
Dichloromethane.
You said Dickler.
I did, because that's the way it looks on here.
Well, I've got news for you. You are mine now.
See Dick on the screen, you know?
Boing.
Dichloromethane is a chemical compound. It's a clear liquid that, in addition to removing the caffeine from the coffee, is also used in paint removers, paint strippers, metal cleaners, and pharmaceuticals. So while that may not sound super appealing for the morning beverage, the American Chemical Society says despite the chemical being potentially carcinogenic, removing residual chemicals from the coffee doesn't present a hazard. It's quite easy to make methylene chloride safe for human consumption because the solvent volatility makes it easy to remove residual solvent, and any remaining solvent is well below the 10 parts per million concentration allowed by the U.S.
My dick methylene is clear.
Yeah. So methylene chloride can be harmful to humans. The colorless liquid has been proven to cause eye, skin, liver, and heart injuries, according to the CDC. Direct exposure to the chemical can also cause drowsiness, dizziness, numbness, tingling limbs, and nausea. And severe exposure can pose more dangerous hazard and even lead to loss of consciousness and death.
Fucker.
Consumers aren't typically exposed to such high levels of methylene chloride.
Chucklehead fucker.
And the risks are more pertinent to pharmaceutical workers, factory workers, and those working in construction. Third wave roasters, including Blue Bottle and Counterculture, use this method. So there are other ways to do it. This article is ridiculous.
Jesus.
It's that time. We got to get the fuck. We got to get the fuck out of here. So, Jesus, Josh.
Hang on.
Turn
all the way up.
Jesus Christ.
What did he do?
Still too loud.
He's just hanging around.
All right. So worried about what is in your decaf coffee? You shouldn't have to be. For now, concerned decaf drinkers can pick brands that the Clean Label Project has verified to be free of methylene chloride. Packages of decaf coffee labeled solvent-free, chemical-free, Swiss water, or even organic can also be safer.
Piss water? What?
What did I say? Swiss water.
No,
Swiss.
Piss water.
Just Swiss.
Fuck right. Face. Cut
so,
it out.
In 1919, in Boston, Massachusetts, a storage tank full of this rich, viscous, sugary syrup exploded and flooded the streets of the north end of the city.
Molasses.
Yep, it is molasses. The wave of molasses traveled shockingly at 35 miles per hour, a speed no human can outrun, and killed, get this, Josh, 21 people while 150 people were left injured. It's said that the sticky, sweet smell of molasses lingered in Boston for years afterwards.
How'd you die?
Well, the great smelting accident of molasses.
Molasses going 35 miles an hour down the street.
That's 20, faster than my people. That's faster than my grandmother drives.
She drives?
She's not dead. She's only 83.
Right. Anyway, how many teeth does an aardvark have?
I don't know. 5.
0.
Okay.
You got that tongue that are...
You would like an aardvark, probably. They got that tongue action.
All right, well, that's going to do it, everybody. Season 4, episode 45 of The Dead End with Josh and AC. JoshandAC.Podbean.com. You know how to find us, but just in case you wanted to change it up, we're on Apple Podcasts. We're on iTunes. We're on the Podbean app. We're on Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, Samsung, iHeartRadio, Pandora, CastBox, and we are available on Amazon Music through your Alexa. Josh.
Find us on Facebook. Search for Josh and AC's podcast, or simply at Josh and AC. We're probably on Instagram. Let us know if you want to see the TikTok. I will get that going. Josh and AC podcast TikTok, if you so desire. And send us an email, joshandacpodcast@gmail.com.
All right, everybody. That's it. That's the show.
Promise?
Yeah, I think so. Even though we thought it wasn't going to turn out to be anything, it actually turned out to be all right. So lucky. Look, I actually contributed and made help the show. Like, you know, can you believe that shit?
Wow.
Josh really didn't have a lot to do, and I was able to throw
if
some stuff
bring
in there.
The batteries.
There's a show.
I'll
well, Jim,
bring the
shout out to you.
We
found out that you're back. I did text him back, Josh, and told him he had to wait till episode 45 to find out the answers to his questions. So he'll find out those answers. Jim, hopefully you enjoyed it.
So we got
it.
At least 2 more shows.
Yeah. So at least we got you through 45 to get the answer. So, but anyway, everybody, have a wonderful week. We will see you next time. It will be May 2nd. It'll be in May. Believe it or
poop.
Not.
So. Oh, no.
Oh, God. See ya. Have a good one, everybody.
And you go to the potty by yourself?